Okay.
Good evening, this is Katie. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month except December, February, and March. The next monthly meeting will be on September 20th, 2016 at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mart and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so for a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Right now we're going to look for any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, this is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Right now we're going to look for Echolink stations that wish to check in. I will now pause for 15 seconds for Echolink stations. Come now, please.
And everyone else listening.
By the way,
okay, I do hear KD2HKB, but unfortunately, Matt, your audio for some reason is either low or garbled. If you can try again, go for it.
Until BSM, I'm weak and garbled, you say?
Yeah, I was trying to pick up KD2HKB because he's on Echolink, and unfortunately something was causing some interference with him.
Right, as you were saying, the Echolink just went like that, and that was it. So I didn't know it came back or something. I didn't know what went on, whether you were taking regular check-ins or whatever. There's something messed up somewhere, N2PSM.
Okay, George, yeah, hold tight there. My apologies. I don't know what's maybe happening there. Just hold tight, and hopefully I'll get this rectified on my end here if there's an issue here. KD2HKB, go ahead, and then, George, we'll get back to you momentarily.
Hey, I'll try again. This is KD2HKB. Evening, Kevin, and everyone else listening to the map.
Okay, good evening, Matt. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know what's going on. Hopefully my audio isn't getting goofed up, but I know yours was a little bit low there. A little bit better that time. If you want, go ahead and take the floor, Matt.
Alrighty, yeah, it actually could be in part my slow internet speed here this evening. I'm doing some extra network maintenance, so using up my bandwidth. Anyway, otherwise I really don't have a whole lot to say. Just thought I'd check in quick, and instead of trying to pester you guys through RF, yeah, I know there's been a few nights where I've tried checking in, and you guys say I'm low or don't make it. I mean, I'm running about 60 watts here, and but I'm going 60 miles, so it's a pretty long haul. Anyway, I'm just going to sit back on the side and listen to the rest of the net. So I will say 7-3 for now. KD2HKB, back to net.
Okay, Matt. It's always a pleasure to chat with you, and I appreciate you coming up to say hello with us. Okay, Matt, it's just you and me here in Echolink, so, and that's bad English, I know, my apologies. I'll move on down, and we'll open the floor up. This is KD2FPM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, now taking calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
Good evening, Kevin James. This is N2PFM. WA2U. KC2NBU.
Okay, got a nice call up there. KC2NBU Ray, WA2U John, and at the top of our list, N2PFM George. And George, accept my apologies, didn't realize my audio was getting chopped off there. So, George, how are things with you and Watson tonight?
Good evening, Kevin James and everyone on the net. We had a temperature of 62 degrees. Temperature range today was 62 to 73. Beautiful sunny day with a few cloudy periods. And getting a lot more stuff fixed up and done around here, for sure. No, there was something wrong. You were saying, and the weather, the whole thing just dropped off. So I didn't know if you were calling for regular members and guests or if we're trying to get someone else there. Well, may have been on Echolink or whatever. I wasn't sure. That's why I came back there. Okay, that's about it. Nothing much else to report, so shut my mouth and say God bless and 73. Is that 2PFM clip?
Okay, yeah, no problem there, George. Yeah, unfortunately, sometimes Echolink can be a little flaky and challenging to work with, so... But don't sweat it, and I appreciate you always saying hello. All right, we'll move down the list and see what's going on out at the Hinckley Reservoir. WA2U, John, how are you doing tonight?
WA2U, well, good evening to you, Kevin James, and Ray, Matt, and George, and I think that covers everyone that's on frequency. About, 58 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. Actually, it was 57, I was back up to 58. I think it actually got up to 83.3 today, but we're down at, this is our low. So it's nice and cool out there, probably go out and sit on the deck. Yeah, I pop in and out, I just wait. It's not like a contest or DXing, so I just wait for a clear shot, and then I check in. I'm in no real rush. And you could hear Matt. That's probably the problem, is the bandwidth, because on voice peaks you were distorting. It almost sounded like, I don't know if I can imitate this, but it's like, this is WA2U. On the Black River Valley service net. And so maybe when you get all the networking stuff, it'll straighten out. There's certainly enough audio there. But that's what it is. It's amateur radio and experimentation, and that's what we do. Try to improve on things. Although sometimes we improve on something else goes in the other direction. But I guess at this time, Brian Wilson, maybe still on stage. I think I heard Pete Casey 2WI on his way to the, let me reset. I think I heard Pete on the way to the Great New York State Fair. We'll see how great he is when he comes back. We'll have to get a report. Didn't do a whole lot today. Let's see. I checked in last night, but Saturday listened to quite a bit of music, and I guess we're going to have some cooler temperatures. Got some stuff ordered today via the phone line and got some confirmation stuff. Had to get Frontier a little bit straightened out. I called up, and I usually always pay the bill on the first of the month. I called up today, said your bill is due August 22nd. So of course I had a little bit of a sort of a meltdown. I explained to the lady, I said, pretty diligent, pretty, you know, you look at my history, I haven't paid a bill late yet. But I really would like, you know, I'd really like to wait for the month to go by before I pay for. So she couldn't explain why everything, we did have an upgrade in the internet service here and stuff, but she couldn't understand. I said, wait, today's the 29th, the month is not over with yet. Anyways, we got it all straightened out. She said, oh, don't pay the bill until the 1st. But I used to pay it on the 1st, not due to the 22nd of the next month. But anyway, so did that, and we got some stuff ordered, did our workout in the gym. I rode the Airdyne, not a big day, only a little bit over 9 miles and a half an hour, so I was slogging around today. I don't know what Kathy said, that must have been too warm. And she did okay on the elliptical. So she did almost 3 miles, but it's warm. I do a lot better when it's cooler. And maybe in the week coming up it'll be cooler and we can take a walk. I really prefer going outside and taking a walk. To me, the gym is okay if it's really hot and it's cooler in there, or if the weather is raining, or it's a blizzard. So when I get out and do some stuff outside, it's my first preference, regardless of the gym. Okay, Kevin James, we'll turn it back over to you, and maybe some other people will be joining us in the 14521, as far as I know. Repeater is still off the air, so the nets are over on 145.17 at 8 in the morning and 7 in the evening. WATU, back to net.
Okay, very, very good there, John. So, yeah, the elliptical, that would be something fun for me to try at some point. I don't know. My knees, my back may not like it. We'll have to see. All right, and to the repeater manager. In fact, I think the ID, if I'm not mistaken, there in Morse code said KC2NBU. So, Ray, it is your turn.
Good evening. We've got 62 degrees up on the hill here, and we went down to the city this morning, and I guess the doctor says I have to have a X-ray guided injection, whatever that means. So I had to do the preliminaries for that. So getting old stinks, but I guess it beats the alternative.
Okay, yeah, Ray, in fact, if it's what I'm thinking that you're getting done there, I think it's what they might be, if it's in your back, and that's where I hadn't done. It's what they call a facet block, and then they use a fluoroscope, and it's actually X-ray guided injection. Unfortunately, and I don't want to hook you, but mine didn't go so well. Something went wrong, and the doctor kind of goofed up, and we'll just leave it at that gently, and I ended up with an infection, so and he didn't react very quickly, so I suffered with that for several weeks until I finally got someone to listen. So, you know, if you go that route and you feel anything different, you know, just keep in mind, don't waste any time. Get back in and, you know, get them to get you on antibiotics or whatever the required procedure is. So, like I said, I don't want to spook you out, but... All right, with that, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. If you guys can just bear with me for one moment, I do see we have another Echolink user in here. Looks like we have KA3TFB. We have not heard from him in a while. Our good friend Bill from down in Warrendale. Bill, go ahead, take the floor.
KD2FPM in the group, good evening, KA3TFB in Franklin Park Borough. Good evening, everybody. I was missed, thank you. I was in Guantanamo, Mexico for 3 days there, and what an event that was. So we're back, we're cooled off now, it's hot down there, and I'm glad to be back. I'm not going to hold the repeater on myself here. I'm just going to listen here, and thanks, Mr. Kevin James, there for bringing me in ahead of somebody. Back to you, Kevin James. I'll be listening. KA3TFB through the Echolink system. Over.
Okay. Okay, Bill, it's good to hear that you're back where it's a little bit cooler. I was going to say Mexico can get a little bit toasty, so, but I was glad that you had some time and probably got to see a lot of things that most of us may only be able to see either in photos or in books, so that's kind of cool. All right, with that, I'll throw out another call there. This is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, I tell you what, I'll open up the floor at this point for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please. Okay, just to kill a few moments here in case somebody is getting ready to jump in here with us. I've got 64 degrees out here in Oneonta, KD2FPM net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. And, yeah, I had a pretty decent day down here weather-wise. No complaints whatsoever. I am hearing a front will be moving into our area, I want to say in the Wednesday time frame, and we should feel some fall-like temperatures into Thursday, Friday, part of Saturday. And then I'm hearing the Labor Day weekend is going to look spectacular, and we'll have highs back up in the upper 70s to now basically the low to mid-80s in some places. So, yeah, hang in there with that. All right, like I said, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
WA2 with info.
Okay, Net recognizes WA2U. John, go ahead with your info.
Yeah, I guess it's no news, nonsense, whatever Brian used to say. But maybe people might be interested. I always try to collect different frequencies. You know, up here on the lake, I notice they use Marine Channel 69, which is what, 156.475. And the calling frequency is 156.800, which is channel 16. And I remember years ago, even with today's technology and all the fancy equipment that people have, and people have boats, some of the higher end stuff actually has radar and stuff on it and things of that nature. But they used to have a frequency that they would put bulletins out, Coast Guard. So I verified it today. Spoke with a petty officer, I don't remember his name, at the Buffalo Coast Guard Station. And they used 22 Alpha. They still put broadcast out on there. That's 157-100. 157-100. So things of buoys that might be missing lights, obstructions in the waterways, if, you know, in case there's, or if they're looking for a particular vessel that they've heard from a long time. You don't have to be on the high seas. They put out bulletins, I think, at 1400 Zulu by 2 o'clock local, maybe later on in the evening, but that's still going on. I know there's a Coast Guard auxiliary place. Well, it used to be up in Oswego. I've actually been there, so had a tour of that, but I don't know, maybe with cost of everything that's not around, but I think it is on Lake Ontario. So there might be some, if you have extra channels in the radio and you're by any body of water that has any significance, you may want to put in 22 alpha. There's a lot of marine frequencies. The key is putting in something that provides some sort of information. Anyways, WA2, back to that.
Okay, yeah, John, actually, that's some good information there, because I know on my portables, I will put in a few of the marine frequencies. I want to say I have, I think it's channel 6, 9, 13, and 16 are the ones I think I put into my radio. That way, when I'm out navigating with my 14-foot Alumacraft, I can kind of just kind of keep... yeah, this is KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Maybe I'll throw this out here now. I know tomorrow night I've got a meeting that I got to be at. I may not make it back in time to host the net, and Matt's going to be with me at that same meeting. And Wednesday night, We have a training at the fire department, bloodborne pathogens and hazmat. It's a requirement for us to do our annual updates on that. So Matt and I may be both tied up with that. So if someone can pick up the net for us tomorrow night and Wednesday night, that would be really cool. And if Bob is not back for Thursday night, N5AOW, I will see if I can jump in and maybe pinch hit for him again. So I'll throw another call out there. It's KD2FPM, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Still looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Come now, please.
WAQ, just one more info thing.
Okay, Net recognizes WA2U. John, go ahead.
Well, see, when you get older, whatever that means, you people say things, and that triggers a thought process. So anyways, you were mentioning things going on. I talked about the marine frequency. I'm curious if your radios have this, and they've been testing it, I guess, for years, about 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. I've yet to hook up something to listen, but... again, with all the technology, certain things still remain the same. Analog, you've got to have a coexistence, interoperability between the counties and things. Somebody could be on APCO 25, some could be on a Harris system, some could be on a Motorola. Anyway, I wonder if your radios may have this, Kevin James, perhaps. 4588, 45.88 VHF. The reason I mention that for years, and I'm not sure, I have to check, but 4588, inter-county fire frequency, which they used to test on a regular basis, WATU back to that.
Okay, yeah, you know what? You got me puzzled there, because I vaguely remember something about that, but I have to admit, I haven't really either heard of it recently or thought about it, but it does sound familiar. And when you mentioned the interoperability, when I was working with Tyco Maycom, which is now Harris Communications, the system that we were designing, which was going to be the SWIN, the Statewide Wireless Network, it was actually going to allow older equipment access to the newer technology through this interoperability system. So basically it would take analog and then take it in and then convert it to a data stream and then be able to utilize the network and then retranslate it back out. That way it would give that ability for older equipment to work with newer equipment. And then believe me, it was a bear, I am going to tell you. I mean, just trying to, retrofit and then recreate so that you could actually have these talk groups, et cetera, function. It was quite a navigational nightmare. And I remember the data stream and being able to hear bits and pieces of it, and it was just quite phenomenal. But the 4588, like I say, it does sound familiar, but I'm going to say I haven't heard anything. Valley ServiceNet, still looking for any other comments, queries, or late check-ins. Okay, I tell you what, I'll throw out a final call. This will be a final call. This is KD2FBM, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for any last-minute comments, queries, or late check-ins. Final call. Come now, please. Okay, hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley service net at 2127 local time and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. And we had KD2HKB Matt, N2PFM George, WA2U John, KC2NBU Ray, and KA3TFB Bill. And we'd like to thank those that listened in on their scanners. And as I always say, the water's warm. Come on in, get your license, and you can... I will be clearing the Echolink system for this repeater, and hopefully if I get out of my meeting tomorrow night in time, I'll try to catch up with you again. Until then, 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
KD2AIT Echo Link repeater, KA3TFP logging off the Echo Link system. Indeed, a good evening to all.
KM4UMS monitoring Echo Link.
Is the repeater in use? And objection, this is KD2HKB calling a satellite session of the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Ken, which is part of the National Traffic System, meets every night at 9:30 p.m. And all stations are welcome to check in. When checking in, transmit this is... Check if you hold any for the net. Net control for this session is Kilo Delta 2, Hotel Kilo Bravo. My name is Matt. I'm located in Sherbourne, New York, coming to you through the Echolink node for this repeater. Stations for Octane. Come now, please. This is the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, OCTEN, KD2HKB, your net. All. This is the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, OCTEN, KD2HKB, your net control. I'll go ahead and 10 looking for any further stations with nothing further heard. This concludes this episode. On the 145.17 repeater. Net manager is Jack, KA2ZNZ. And assistant net manager is Mark, KB2KOJ. We'd like to sincerely thank all the stations who checked in this evening and hope to hear you all again tomorrow night. As well as we'd also like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for the use of their repeater and also for the use of this Echolink node. It is very much appreciated. 7-3 all, KD2HKB is clear.